gentlemen. I use that term advisedly. I hope I'm right. Peter Dynan from Freedom Fitness in Flinders Street in Adelaide, right next to the old German club. Peter, welcome back. Happy New Year. And happy Valentine's Day, darling.
It's kind of odd day. Yeah, thank you, David. Good morning. And it's nice to be back. And good morning to your listeners. And yeah, it's been a busy start of the year.
Good.
We were just talking before, the city seems busier. All those new towers are getting finished and seems to be populated, which is great. The fringe is starting.
Yes.
So luckily at the gym, a lot of the fringe people, obviously they do their performances at night, but during the day they've got a bit of time to kill. So they come down, they swim and stretch. And
oh, lovely.
You'll see the odd acrobat doing a lap and getting out in a handstand at the pool. So it's a really good time of year for us.
I hope they don't charge you for the entertainment.
People are looking through the window saying, what's going on here?
That's right.
We say, don't try this at home. But it's a really nice time of year.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Yes, I've got the programs full of next week of fringe artists coming in to say
fantastic.
Hello and tell us about their shows. So, which we do every year, and it's a whole lot of fun. All right, diet, Christmas, summertime. We seem to eat and drink more. Where are we going?
Yeah, well, it's over that Christmas period now.
Yeah,
and everyone's sort of, you know, start of the new year and everyone's back training, getting healthy again and sort of put away that festival season, you know, drinks and junk food.
Yes.
And, so everyone's sort of getting back into the game.
Is there any real answer? I mean, we talk about restricting your carbos and all those sort of stuff and lots of exercise. But is there any answer to the cause?
Yes, there is. It's funny enough, there's an excellent book out, and I thought we'd just review it today. It's by Michael Mosley. It's called The Fast 800 Diet. It's very much a lot of what we talk about throughout the year in the show. We always get back onto it. And I don't know if those who don't know Michael Mosley, he's a doctor from England. He's always testing theories, and he came up with a 5-2 diet, 2 days time-restricted eating and calorie restriction, and just 5 days normal. And he got condemned by the British board, saying it's a fad diet and all that. And now, actually, the British board have adopted it and promote it. And he always tries these diets and exercise regimes on himself first, and he makes a show out of them. And he's writing some really good bestsellers. But the latest one he's got, The Fast 800 Diet, we highly recommend it. It's an excellent, comprehensive book. And if you follow, easily read, and if you follow it through it and what he says, you will get great results.
Yes, I'm just opening the page here. You need some level of stress in your life. It's essential for survival. And then he goes into how to fight long-term stress. And it's written so easily.
Yeah, it's excellent.
It's read so easily.
Yeah, so it's almost, you read it like he's talking to you, which is great. And it's got a lot of recipes in there. But what he breaks it down to, if he calls it the Fast 800 Diet, it's a diet that's restricted to 800 calories a day.
And what would that be? Would that be removing bread or?
Well, yeah,
or
look,
just limiting. It's hard to work out your calories.
It's very hard. And in the book, he's got a lot of recipes and pictures of the diet. And basically, it's 2 or 3 small meals a day of very low carbohydrate, but a Mediterranean diet. So you've got that real diversity of food. You've got a lot of fiber. It's that peasant style food again.
Fish, oil, all those things.
All those sort of things, And it involves time restricted eating. So you're not starving yourself because the food is dense. And it's got the calories in the food aren't junk calories. They're actually nutritional calories. Yeah.
So 800 calories a day.
800 calories a day.
And you do that for what, 5 days?
So he breaks that down again. But a couple of interesting things in the book, which he explains to us why we actually put on weight. And this is interesting. I thought, you know, it's that food addiction we have. And it's, you know, it's funny. It's like what makes us, you know, search the house for chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, we'll drive to the service station at 10 o'clock at night and buy an ice cream or get some chocolate. You think you've had enough, you throw it in the bin, then you fish it out. This isn't normal behavior. I mean, that's behavior of like an alcoholic or it's a very addictive behavior. And everyone says, I'm a sugar addict. But, you know, you try to eat a bowl of sugar.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You can't. I mean, it tastes disgusting. And then they say, oh, the fat, you know, is beautiful. Well, try eat some lard. You know, it's not that. You're not sugar addicted or fat addicted. It's actually the combination of the two together. And, you know, these junk food companies have worked this out. And what they do is it's a combination of 2 parts carbohydrates and 1 part fat. And that's what you'll find in chocolate, donuts, ice cream, even pizza with some salt in it. And that's what gives us that addictive behavior. I said, it's not the sugar. It's not like, well, there's a bowl of sugar, I'm going to eat it. No one wants that.
No.
But once you've got those 2 bits mixed together, it lends off, you know, endorphins to our mind.
So psychologically, Or the body becomes reacts addictive. To it and becomes psychological. Said,
If you saw someone go into the bin and fish chocolate out to eat it or raid the cup, that is not normal. And again, you'd think that's addictive, like alcohol or drugs or whatever. But it's just that combination of two parts carbohydrates, one part fat. Yeah. And so these companies know that. That's why they make it addictive.
Yeah. So we're eating a Mediterranean diet as such, 5 days a week, and then a couple of days of what, rest or...
Yeah, so when it goes back to...
You might get hungry.
Yeah, you think you would, but so we're down to 800 calories a day.
Yeah.
And what we do with that is, what that does, it induces rapid weight loss. And, you know, people who get rapid weight loss are more likely to stick with their diet. Because when you lose weight slowly, it's like torture.
Mm.
You know, if you're losing 0.25 kilo a week or every 2 weeks, it's such a grind. But if you've got rapid weight loss and you've lost 2 or 3 kilos the first week, you're going to stick to it because it's actually working, you know. Yes. Also, once you've got this rapid weight loss, it drains the fat out of your liver. Very important. All of us have fatty livers, you know, so that induces that. And it also increases healing and picks up your metabolism. But another thing that he's quite big on, and it's in a lot of his books, is, and we talk about this all the time, is time-restricted eating. So he's got a great quote from the Buddha. We all think he's pretty intelligent, 2,500 years ago. And as the Buddha says, if you practice to stop eating after midday and fast the following morning, you achieve mental clarity and well-being.
Mm.
So we know if you haven't got food in your system, you are very mentally clear, and it is very good for you. And what he's saying is, look, you can start with a 12-hour on and 12-hour off window. So your first meal might be at 7 a.m. and your last meal might be 7 p.m. And then as you go on, you might go from a 10-hour on and a 14-hour off, so 8 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then you want to work your way up to an 8-hour on and a 16-hour off. So your first meal will be at 10 and your last meal will be at 6.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, you'd be cooking up some crumpets for 10 o'clock. Well,
I don't know if that's in the Mediterranean diet, David, the crumpets.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, maybe some eggs and beans and what have you. Yeah. And now, also, what we've talked about before is this puts the body into a state called autophagy. We call it the catabolic state, and it actually means self-eat. So this is when you've got no more calories in your body, no sugars, nothing to burn.
Nothing you put in.
Nothing, yeah. You've actually got no energy in the body, and the body will start eating itself. So as I said, autophagy means self-eat. And the body will start eating the dead or diseased or worn out cells, and they'll use it for energy. So it goes catabolic. The body's like, I've got no calories, I've got no energy in my body. I'm going to turn to myself, eat myself, but it's not going to eat the good cells. Right, it's going to eat all the old cells first.
Yeah.
And these old cells, I said, they're diseased, they're worn out, and the body turns on itself.
Wow.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, that's triggered by fasting. But as soon as you have something to eat, the body will stop eating itself and will eat the food that you got into your body. It also creates new cells for your body. So a nice description of it, it's like a forest fire that burns away the undergrowth, and then it makes space for new plants and trees. So all that weedy undergrowth that's no good to anyone anymore, it burns the way, but then new foliage, new trees, the good stuff comes back. So it induces the body to make new cells.
Yeah. And of course, our Aboriginal people, we talk about bushfires today, but the Aboriginal people used to create their fires, and they knew.
Oh, 100%.
Nature revitalizes itself. So you have a bushfire through the scrub, and as you say, it gets rid of the rubbish, and the new growth comes through.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I was listening to a report on those Californian fires,
yes,
and they just can't put them out. Mm. And what they did for the last 50 years, they were too efficient because they didn't, as soon as there was a fire, they put it out quickly. And now all the undergrowth that used to get burned away is so strong now they can't put the fire out.
Yes.
So now they're saying, look, let's back off and let nature burn this away. Well, same as your body. Let's just back off from the body. You don't have to feed it all the time. Let nature work with that time-restricted eating and let the body go into autophagy, and that will eat all the dead cells into your body.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? The fast 800.
Yeah, and he breaks it down. So stage one, if you have restrict yourself to an 800-calorie low-carb Mediterranean diet. So we know that would be, you know, fish and vegetable, nuts, fruit, a little bit of meat, some yogurt. Mm. That's part of the Mediterranean diet. And start doing some time-restricted eating. So you're on 800 calories a day for 2 weeks, and you're doing it time-restricted eating. And then after 2 weeks, you can go to stage two, which is the 5-2 800-calorie diet. So you stick to the 800-calorie diet for 2 days a week. And then for the other 5 days a week, you're just having a low carbohydrate Mediterranean diet. So you're still eating good, clean food, but you're not just restricting yourself to 800. And that goes, for another month or so. And then stage three, by this stage, as we said, you have rapid weight loss. You've lost a lot of weight. You can just stick to the healthy, low-carb Mediterranean diet. You don't stick to 800 calories. But really keeping the time-restricted eating. Maybe eat from 11 till 6 or 11 till 7. And you'll get fantastic results.
It's a fascinating book. And as I said, and I've been just flipping the pages as we've been talking. It's just so easy to read.
I mean, if you flick through now, Dave, you'll see the colour photos of the meals that you can have. It gives you like indication of a daily 800 calorie.
Yeah.
And it's actually okay. So I'm like, okay, I could eat this. You know, it's still got some meat and some veg and, it's a few desserts here and there.
Pearl barley and pumpkin seed salad.
Sounds great. It'll make me hungry.
Yeah, a peppered roast cod with nutty broccoli, porridge with pistachio and chia. That's lovely in a porridge, the chia.
It's very nice. Yeah, it thickens up.
Yeah. Speedy Chinese salmon stir fry. I mean, there's just so much variety.
The book's backed up with a lot of science, a lot of people curing diabetes, and a lot of pre-diabetic people. It's cured a lot of diabetes and a lot of health-related issues, metabolic disease, that this rapid weight loss, 800 calorie a day Mediterranean diet with time-restricted eating cures. So we really highly recommend it. I mean, if you are bordering diabetic, which 1 in 3 people are, or you are diabetic type 2, or you're just carrying a bit too much weight or feel a little bit unhealthy, it's a very good healing longevity diet.
And look, very quickly as we come to an end, what does an 800 calorie day look like? And he describes it: spiced mango smoothie, 190 calories,
lovely,
minced pork and snow pea stir fry with noodles, 320 calories, and barramundi steamed with Thai spices, 285. There's three delightful meals, and you're under your 800, under your 800 calorie.
Fantastic. And I said that even towards the back of the book, he's like a whole description of weekly eating plans. What time you should eat, what meal you should eat. Go to page 34, and it's got the barley salad or what have you.
Yes.
And it's very easy. So as I said, we highly recommend this book. It's stuff we've been talking about for years.
Yes.
He's put it all into a great book.
Based on the latest groundbreaking science, The Fast 800 by Dr. Michael Mosley, and would be available from any good bookshop. I think it'd be a great investment.
An investment in your health.
I think we'll be doing that at our place. I think we'll grab hold of one of those and go right through it and work. See how we go.
Be a present for Trina for Valentine's Day.
Here you are, darling.
It used to be flowers, now it's a cookbook.
I'm not taking you out to dinner, but here's to how to lose weight.
Yeah, fantastic.
She doesn't need to lose much, but I certainly do. So we jump into it. Peter, good to have you back.
Thanks, David.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, look forward to it.
On Thursday morning. Here at 5EBI, and of course, Freedom Fitness is the gymnasium where you get personalised service from some wonderful people, as you've heard Peter. It's St. Valentine's Day. It's 10:15. Rosette Lachier. This is a Polish love song by the Florida Dance Band for our Polish people and for you too.